This is the Bikiyas recording for Maseches Brachos, Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. We are a few lines in to the Amid, four lines in exactly. Amar Le Rav Papa La Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, Maishna Rishonim Des Rachish Lu Nisa, Umaishna Nandalo Misrachish La Nisa. So already in the days of Abaye, they did not have many miracles happening for them. So he says, how come in the earlier generations they had a lot of Nisim, and we don't have any Nisim? So he says, so he says, if it's because they were bigger than we are in learning, it's not true. Says in the days of Rav Yehuda, the Amora, they were only learned in the Zikin. That's all they really spent time on. And we are learned in all six Sidre Mishnah, meaning we're holding in all of Shas more so than they were. So it can't be that they were bigger Talmid Chachamim than we are. So then he says, V'chihava mati Rav Yehuda b'uktzin, right? And when Rav Yehuda would get to Uktzin, Maseches Uktzin, he would learn, Ha'isha shekoveshes yerek b'kedera, v'amar la zeisim shekovshan b'tarfein tohorim, amar havayos derav u'shmuel kochazinan hacha. So he would say, right? So he said that, when they would get to this sugya in Uktzin, meaning the case, we're not going to get into the case, but what's the status of these particular vegetables, lagabe tumantara, so they would say, these are like the questions that Rav and Shmuel asked, meaning they would discuss what are the reasons behind this Mishnah. We're not really sure. Right? Rashi over here says, klomar tama mishnayis halalu koshalai. Hard for me to understand the reasons behind these mishnayis. Kechola kushya shayusha. Says these are just as hard to me as all of the difficult shailas that Rav and Shmuel raised in the Gemara. So he's saying they didn't know how to learn so well. Va'anan, but we, says the Gemara, kamasninan ba'uktzin tleisar mesifta. We have 13 different explanations of Maseches Uktzin. When we get to these difficult Mishnayos of Tumantara, the last Masecht and Shas, so we can explain it many, many ways. So we know how to learn much better than they knew how to learn. But the Ilu Rabbi Huda, ki have a shlif shalif chad misane, when he would be fasting and when they needed rain, he would remove one of his shoes as a sign of mourning. Asi mitra, would start raining right away. He didn't even have to actually start fasting. He would just take off one shoe to symbolize that he's about to fast, and boom, start pouring. Vahanan, but we come at sarina nafshin amatsuach katsochinon. The lace the mashkach pan. He says we fast and we cry out and nobody pays any attention to us. Meaning it doesn't even bring any rain. Amar lei. So they said back to Abaye, you want to know the difference between you? Not because you guys know how to learn better or worse, but kamoi, the earlier generations, havukam masru nafshayu akedushas Hashem. They gave over their lives al kiddush Hashem. Anan lo masrina nafshin akedushas Hashem. We don't give over our lives for kiddush Hashem. And therefore, our closeness with Hashem is much less. Ki hada Rav Ada bar Ava chazi lahu kusis davar levisha karbalta b'shuka. And he saw that this kusi woman was wearing a karbalta. She was wearing this very priestistic piece of clothing in the shuk. Savar debas Yisraeli. He thought that she was a Jewish woman. Kam kare mina. Right? He ripped it off of her. Now, you have to explain that he obviously covered her up with something else. Otherwise, what would be the point of ripping it off of her if she was just going to be dressed worse? But nevertheless, he ripped it off of her, knowing full well that he was going to get in big trouble for this. And he said, no, for the sake of the Torah, I'm going to do it. Like we talked about before, if you're wearing shatnez in the street, you got to take it off no matter what. Igloi milsa the kusasi. Then it turned out that she wasn't even Jewish. She was a kusas. Shaimua ba'arba me'ezuze. Turned out that it was an insanely expensive. 400 zuz is a ton of money. So it turned out that it was insanely expensive. Amalei. Mashim Shemeich, he said to the woman, what is your name? Amrelei Mason, right? He said, her name is Mason. Amrelas, he said to her, Mason, Arba Me'azuze Shavia, right? Mason is a Lashon of giving over, right? So he says, this is worth giving over 400 riz, meaning so Rashi says, not Mason Lashon giving, Ma'asan, it's a Lashon of 200. So he says, Mason, Arba Me'azuze Shavia, he says, 200 plus 200 is 400, so you know, your name is alluding to the fact that I'm going to owe you 400 ziz. But he wasn't upset about it. He said, you know what? I tried to follow what I thought was the right thing to do, Alpi Torah, and therefore I did it, and I'm willing to pay the extraordinarily high price. Rav Gidol Avaragil Davika Azal Yosef Ashare de Tevila. So now here's a weird Gemara for you. Third parak is full of weird Gemaras. Third and the ninth have the weirdest Gemaras in the Masechta, but they're fun. So Rav Gidol Avarag, he used to stay at the gates of the mikvah. Amar Lahu, Hachi Tevilu V'Hachi Tevilu. And he would remind the women, you should don't forget to go to the mikvah this way, that way, you should do it right. Amar Le Rabbanan, wait a second, Lom will come to stop Eimar in the Yetzirah. Says, what? You're standing near the mikvah and women are going into the mikvah? How could you not be afraid of the Yetzirah? How could you not be having lewd thoughts about the women going to the mikvah? So Amar Lahu, Damyan Ba'apoi, Ki Kakoi Chiyure. Says, no, to me, they're like white geese. Meaning, yes, I appreciate. I realize they're beautiful people, but nevertheless, like beautiful animals. So to me, they're like beautiful geese, but totally in a non-sexual way. Like it's not something that to be concerned about. Rabbi Yochanan Avaragil de Ka'azil v'Yosef Asharah de Tevila. Rabbi Yochanan also, he would stay by the mikvah. He sulkan v'nos Yisrael v'asyan mitvila. So he used to say to the when the women would come out of the mikvah, he said, "Mistaklim bi," says, "Look at me." Then they have Luzara the Shapirik of us, and you'll have children who are beautiful like me. Rav Yochanan was a very beautiful individual. We talked about that a little bit in the first parak, and he said, "You'll have children who are beautiful like me." So apparently, it was a positive thing to look at something beautiful when you come out of the mikvah for the first time. So Amar Le Rabbanan Lo Kam Estafi Mar Me'ena Bisha. So Rav Yochanan, we know he couldn't see the women because he had that whole eyelid thing. But nevertheless, says you're going to have an ayin hara. You're going around talking about how beautiful you are. People will be jealous of you. You're bringing an ayin hara upon yourself. Amar lahu ana mizara de Yosef kasin, and I come from the descendants of Yosef atzadik. De lo sholta be inabisha, that the ayin hara does not rule over them. Dichsev ben porat Yosef, right? It says about Yosef atzadik in the brachos, right? Ale ben porat ale ayin. So you are above the eye, right? So Amar Rabbi Avo, Al Tikrei Alei Ayin Ela Olei Ayin, right? So you read it Olei Ayin, mean above the eye. I mean, you're above the eye and heart. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehachi, he says a different raya, which is V'yid Gularo B'Kerav Aretz, right? He was blessed, not Yosef, but Yosef's children were blessed. V'yid Gularo B'Kerav Aretz. So you Ma Dugim Shebiyam. My machasan aleim ve'ein ayin ara shaletus b'hem. I'm zaro shel Yosef ein ayin ara shaletus b'hem. It says, just like the fish in the sea are not subject to the ayin hara, they're under the water, so too Yosef Atzadik will be like fish, that he, the ayin hara and his children, they will not be sholed on his children. Yibayisema, ayin shalo ratzisa, another source which has nothing to do with the pasuk, ayin shalo ratzisa lazun mimasha'ina shalo. The eye which did not want to satisfy itself with something which did not belong to him, meaning Ashes Potiphar was not his wife, so ein ayin hara shalet his bo. So he got a special bracha from that the ayin hara will not be ruling over him. Fine. And that we'll leave it over here for Ahmed Aleph.